5:20 the time on News Radio 850 KOA, 303-713-8585. Ben Schneiderman is a computer scientist and also a professor at the University of Maryland Human-Computer Interaction Lab, which sounds interesting, and he joins us now. Ben, it's Dave Logan and Lois Melkonian here in Denver. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
So what exactly does a human-computer interaction lab entail?
Well, this is the oldest one in the country, possibly the world, that for 28 years has been developing new technologies, including we're the source of the link, the idea that you click on some words in a paragraph and it takes you somewhere else. And that idea has traveled pretty well. In recent years, we've been more focused on what we call information visualization. How do you take the complex information in financial or medical or business situations and present it in a way that people understand the trends, the changes, the clusters, the gaps, what's missing, what's new, and let them make bold decisions?
So, Professor Schneiderman, one of the things we've done is posted on our website Dr. Hans Rosling's video that has gotten so many million YouTube hits, because it is fascinating to look at this information visualization and see where it takes us. What do you do with that kind of information?
He's great. Hans Rosling tells a wonderful story. He makes it as exciting as a sports event, watching the statistics about infant mortality and difficult topics like economic growth rates across the world. But it is when you look at the data in those ways, you can see the patterns of which countries are growing, which continents contain countries that are having a harder time, and then the ones that are going across the trend. One of the great ones that my students did was looking at energy consumption per capita around the world. And it's an amazing image because every country has been growing for 20 years on energy consumption, yet Germany goes the opposite direction. And so it shows that the policies that Germany's been following to reduce consumption and increase green energy creation have been effective.
Professor, before you came on, we were talking about, after watching some of that video and how interesting it is, and it's very unique in the way it's presented and it's colorful. If you clicked on that website and it simply was a sheet full of statistics, some of those of which you were just talking about, my guess is people, unless you had some sort of unique interest in a country or you were looking up something for a project, you might not stay on that website too long. But the fact that it was presented the way it was, I think, was interesting enough that maybe people would stay there. And I'm thinking that's part of how humans learn. Some are visual learners and some certainly aren't.
That's really true. And part of the attraction is because it is eye-catching. But the real power is that it lets you see things that were just not visible before. It's just like, you know, the telescope 400 years ago that Galileo created allowed him to see the moons of Jupiter. And now these telescopes for data, macroscopes or microscopes, as people have called them, let us see the complex processes in our social systems and our economic and systems and in scientific search places. So that screen, it's not just that it looks good, but it shows you a lot more information than you might get on the 30 lines in a spreadsheet as it scrolls by and scrolls by and scrolls by and scrolls by.
Professor, who would have thought that statistics themselves could be this hot?
You're right. It's really changed in the last 15 years when the idea of statistics was a dull, mathematical topic that many people feared. But now these visual statistics or visual analytics, as the field is increasingly called, are driving new business models. Companies are making discoveries about their own manufacturing processes and understanding what works when they market things and what doesn't work. And those things are improving the efficiency of companies and giving them new opportunities and making them bold in trying out new ideas.
Now, on the flip side, though, if it's this eye-catching, could you use this to mislead consumers?
Of course. Anything as powerful as these kind of tools will also have dangerous aspects. And so there's a need for a national program of education in visual literacy. Just as you can lie with words or lie with statistics or lie with pictures, you can lie with visualizations. And so we have to understand what's good and what's bad. It's pretty remarkable cultural phenomena that the growth of websites, books, and discussions about these kind of visual presentations or infographics is spreading very rapidly. And the good news is that, you know, the media, like the New York Times especially, Washington Post, but also BBC, CNN, and I hope your station too, are putting information on the web in ways that people can explore the data themselves. It's not just that it's visual or that it's animated, but it's interactive. The user's in charge. The user's in control. And they step out. They can explore, find what they want.
So that's the key, that we all get more engaged as a result of viewing this.
That's right. That's right. It allows you to explore data in a way that was never before possible, and you have the excitement of discovery. That's being shared, the thrill of understanding some phenomena that's important to you, whether it's your own business or your hobby information or sports statistics. There's a new way for you to understand and make your own discovery.
Mm-hmm. Well, Professor, thank you so much for your time this evening. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I hope you'll come join us for our next 28th annual symposium of the Human-Computer Interaction Lab at the University of Maryland in May 26th.
All right.
Excellent. Do you think you can go?
I'll have to check.
You have to check?
Yeah.
We'll have to check our
schedule. I would like to see what it's about, Human-Computer Interaction Lab. It would be interesting.
Mm-hmm. It really would be. That was Ben Schneiderman, who is a computer scientist and a professor at the University of Maryland. And